You mentioned earlier in the conversation the issue in terms of predictors of response and prognosis, and you read an editorial in the JCO that went along with a publication on Oncotype DX with the B20 data. Can you talk a little bit about what that study looked at and some of the thoughts that you've expressed in that editorial?
B20 was a study in which patients who had ER-positive, node-negative disease were randomized to tamoxifen versus chemotherapy and tamoxifen. And as you remember, that study showed a benefit from the addition of chemotherapy in all patients, and with the latest analysis mostly in the premenopausal women. The Oncotype DX looked at those patients who got the chemotherapy versus not, and found that those patients who had the high recurrence score benefited from chemotherapy, whereas those that had the lower recurrence score did not benefit from chemotherapy. And I think that this, to me, is an outstanding contribution, because I now have adapted using Oncotype DX in all my patients that have ER-positive, node-negative disease that's HER2 negative. So I use it in all those patients. I found it to be very helpful. And I even had a male breast cancer patient, which I don't know if you want to hear about it, but
yeah,
it was
definitely
a really interesting case.
Tell me about it. That's interesting.
He had a 1 centimeter tumor. And as you know, most patients with male breast cancer have very highly ERPR positive tumors, and he did. And it was node negative, which is also unusual. Most of the patients have node positive disease. So it was really something you'd think, okay, 1 centimeter, very ERPR positive.
HER2 negative.
HER2 negative. In the past, no question you would just give hormonal therapy to this person. Because we had decided to use the assay in all these patients, and this was at the Naval Hospital, we did an Oncotype DX in him, and his recurrence score was 37. So it really gave me a lot more information to treat this patient. And so he got chemotherapy, and I feel much more confident that I'm doing the right thing in this patient. So I think that's just illustrative of how helpful it can be in patients. Usually it's probably the other direction, in that you think that maybe you should give chemotherapy, you wring your hands, should, this recurrence maybe 10%, it's going to help the patient. So usually it's that way more that you end up having a low recurrence score, because about half of them are actually low recurrence score, so it prevents treatment.
It's interesting. Again, we tend to think about avoiding chemotherapy as a consequence of this, and yet there are situations where people get treated and hopefully they're going to have a 75% relative reduction. I guess that number is not totally fixed in stone at this point, but that was what was seen in the B20 study, to my read.
Mm-hmm.
You said that you're routinely using this in patients with ER-positive, HER2-negative, node-negative tumors. What about the larger tumors, 2 to 3 or even bigger than 3?
If they have node-negative disease, I would do the Oncotype DX, because I think it's all about the biology and not the size particularly.
So you'd be okay with not giving chemo to a patient with a 3.5, 4 centimeter tumor that had a low recurrence score?
I would, absolutely.
Interesting.